Hello, welcome to Stories for Wonderful Children. I'm Dan Wendelin, your host and storyteller. For years, I improvised a new bedtime story for my children every night. Now, we would like to share the recordings of the best of those stories with you. I hope you enjoy my Stories for Wonderful Children.
The story of the concealed spaniel. Once upon a time, there was a little girl named Rebecca. But she was not you. This Rebecca spelled her name R-E-B-E-K-A-H. And she had a little dog, a spaniel dog, that she loved very, 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 very much. This dog was her constant companion, and everywhere that Rebecca went, the spaniel went too. It followed her to school, and because it was not allowed into the classroom, it would hide outside the school and wait for her to come out of the school door. Now, Rebecca's dog, her spaniel's name, was Noelle. But she was not Noelle like you. How does your Noelle spell her name?
N-O-E-L.
Rebecca in the stories, spaniel, was named Noelle, N-O-E-L-L-E, like that. Well, when Rebecca was in third grade, she came home one day from school, and her parents were there, and they were sitting at the kitchen table, and they were looking worried. And Rebecca had been around her parents long enough to know that not much worried them, and if they were worried, something very bad must be happening. Well, after she came in and she got her snack after school, she got milk and cookies, two cookies, one of them oatmeal chocolate, and the other one a sugar cookie with cinnamon red hot icing. Sounds kind of good, actually.
Yeah, it does.
Anyway, she sat down with them, and her parents asked her to come in and sit down. And so she sat down, and her daddy said that there was a problem. That the people in their country, that there were people in the government of their country that were going to cause a problem for people like Rebecca and her family. They were going to make them wear special marks on their clothes, gold stars, so that everyone would know who they were. And her parents were worried. They did not want her to have to wear a gold star on her clothes. So they had decided to send Rebecca out of the country to where her Aunt Amelia lived. And Rebecca was going to need to pack her things and take a long train ride. And Rebecca said, "Can I take Noelle with me?" And her mommy and daddy looked sad, and they said, "You can't. They won't allow her on the train." "But Aunt Amelia wouldn't mind." "I know she wouldn't," said Rebecca. And her mommy smiled, and she said, "We don't think she'd mind either. But they won't let her on the train." And Rebecca looked sad. And she said, "Okay." But it was not okay. It bothered her. And she went up to her room, and she was thinking. She was thinking, now Rebecca was a very obedient little girl. She obeyed her mommy and daddy, but she realized that her mommy and daddy had not said that they did not want her to take Noelle. They said that the people on the train would not want her to take Noelle. So Rebecca began to think. She opened up her suitcase and she looked, and she saw that really Noelle would be able to fit in her suitcase. It would be a problem, though, thought Rebecca. It would be a problem because Noelle would not be able to breathe. She was supposed to be packing her suitcase with underwear and books to read and things for the trip. But instead what she did was she got her scissors out and she ripped out the cloth lining at the bottom of the suitcase. And she put a little box in there about the right size for Noelle. And the box had a lid, and then she went downstairs. She got her daddy's drill. And she drilled little holes in her suitcase, none of them very big, bunches and bunches of little holes right through the suitcase and the box. And then she glued the material up over the sides of the box so that it just looked like there was a bump at the bottom of the suitcase under the lining. And then she sewed the cloth in place except for a clever little fold so that you couldn't see that there was a tear in the cloth. And then she closed it up. She called Noelle. Noelle came over. Woof, woof, woof. She said, "Okay, Noelle." And she took Noelle's soft doggy ear, and she held that long, soft ear up, and she whispered in Noelle's ear. She said, "Noelle, we have to go. It's not going to be safe here anymore. Mommy and Daddy are going to come soon, too. But you and I have to go first. But you have to be quiet for a long time, Noelle. Can you do that?" And Noelle looked at her, and Rebecca thought that she could see in Noelle's eyes that Noelle understood. She hoped so, and she packed the rest of her suitcase with underwear and clothes and the needful things for a trip. Her mommy and daddy said that she was to leave that night. And so she put Noelle into her suitcase and zipped it up just before her daddy came up to take her. And she looked around and she said, "Daddy, have you seen Noelle?" And her daddy said, "No, I haven't." And Rebecca said, "I wanted to say goodbye to Noelle." And her daddy said, "Well, we've got to go, honey." And Rebecca picked up her suitcase and she followed her daddy out to the car. Her daddy took her to the train station. She got on the train. She was worried leaving her mommy and daddy because she was only in third grade. But they told her that she did not have to change trains, and she had tickets for the whole trip. She just had to stay on that train until she reached the city where her Aunt Amelia lived. She had her passport for when she crossed into that country. And she took her suitcase on the train with her, and she clunked it up the steps of the train. She gave her daddy a big hug and kiss, and her mommy a big hug and kiss. And they said, "We'll be there in about 2 weeks, Rebecca." And she said, "Okay." They said, "We just have to finish up some things here." She got on board the train, and her concealed spaniel was very quiet. And Rebecca got on the train. She found her seat. The conductor came by and took her ticket. And after the conductor had taken her ticket and everyone was seated and the train was moving, she went to the bathroom. She took her suitcase with her. She opened up the suitcase and opened up the concealed compartment to make sure that Noelle was okay. And she was. She wagged her tail. And Rebecca scratched her behind the ears and then closed the hidden compartment and closed her suitcase. She used the toilet and she rolled back down to her seat. The train went on through the night. Rebecca put her suitcase up on the rack above. She had a seat to herself, so she lay down on the seat and she looked out as the train moved through the dark countryside and the moon followed them as she watched past trees and fields, over railroad bridges, the long sound of the train's whistle through the night. And her eyes drifted closed. She woke with a bump and opened her eyes to see sunlight streaming in the windows. Another little girl was sitting down across from her. "Hello," said Rebecca. "I'm Rebecca." "It's good to meet you, Rebecca." "I'm Diane." "Well, it's good to meet you, Diane. Where are you going?" Diane told her, and Rebecca said, "That's the same city I'm going to. I'm going there to live with my Aunt Amelia." "I see," said Diane. "I'm going to live with my Uncle Ted and my Aunt Jenny." "Well, I guess we get to ride the whole way, huh?" Diane said, "Yes." "How old are you?" said Rebecca. I'm just finishing up the second grade," said Diane. "I'm just finishing up the third grade," said Rebecca. She said, "Do you know how to play tic-tac-toe?" "Yep," said Diane, and they sat there and they played tic-tac-toe as the train chug, 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 chugged along through the countryside. The conductor came by again. He took Diane's ticket. Then Rebecca, after they played tic-tac-toe, she got her suitcase down again. She took it to the bathroom, she let Noelle out for a minute so she could stretch her legs. She gave her some water to drink, and she put some paper towels down on the floor. Noelle understood, and she squatted and peed on the paper towels, and then Rebecca threw them away. "I'm sorry, Noelle, but you're such a good dog," she said, scratching her behind her ears. Rebecca put Noelle back in her hidden compartment and zipped the suitcase closed. She put it back on the rack. Diane was watching her with a strange little frown. "Why do you take your suitcase with you to the bathroom?" Rebecca felt like they were friends now. She wanted to tell her. She said, "Can you keep a secret?" Diane nodded. Rebecca said, "I have my spaniel concealed in my suitcase. The railroad doesn't let pets on the train. But I couldn't leave to go to a new place without Noelle with me." Diane grinned. She said, "Can you keep a secret?" Rebecca nodded. Diane held up her pillow that had been sitting on the seat next to her. Rebecca looked inside the pillow, and she could see whiskers and pointed ears and two feline eyes staring out of the pillow at her. She grinned back at Diane. They shared a secret. Then they had their lunches, and the conductor came by again and told them that they were almost at the border. And then not long after that, they stopped, and people came on the train and asked for passports, and they had to show their passports. And then the people got off, and the train started up again. Diane and Rebecca passed the rest of the time. Diane had a book of Mad Libs, and she read them to Rebecca, and Rebecca picked adjectives and nouns and verbs, and together they made up a silly story. And then they switched places, and Diane picked the verbs and adverbs and nouns and adjectives, and they made up an even sillier story. And they were still laughing about that when the train came to a halt, and they saw that they were in their city. Rebecca took her suitcase with her concealed spaniel, and Diane took her pillow with her hidden cat. And they got off the train together, and they saw that Diane's Aunt Jenny and Uncle Ted were standing right next to Rebecca's Aunt Amelia. And when they ran over, they found out that their aunts and uncle were neighbors. "That's great," said Rebecca, "so we'll get to see more of each other." "I know," said Diane. "It's so wonderful to be in a strange city, but to already have a new friend." And they grinned at each other, and they gave each other a hug, and then they left the train station.
Thanks for listening to Stories for Wonderful Children. I created today's show, but questions and running commentary were supplied by my children. The theme music was created by Brandon Thompson, and our wonderful logo was designed by Silas Swindlin. If you know someone who might enjoy the show, please tell them about it. Do you want more stories? You can now subscribe to the show and help pick a new story for me to tell every month. The show's website is storiesforwonderfulchildren.com. Until next time, I'm Dan Swindlin, reminding you to tell someone you love a story.